something for the weekend. It's Saturday morning. It's Trina Murray here, and we're joined on the line by James McCann, who is the CEO of Clear Story International. And if you did the Leaving Cert, or your son and daughter did the Leaving Cert and got results earlier on in the week, you've got to listen to this interview. This man has a PR company and 10 staff, and he failed the Leaving twice. Morning, James. How are you?
How are you, Trina? Are you well?
I'm great. So the Leaving Cert results came out the other day. I still remember getting mine 20 years ago, actually, it was. we won't talk about those results, but you also had an interesting Leaving Cert period, didn't you?
Yeah, for sure, yeah. So I think I probably would have done mine a little bit more than 15 years ago now. First time I'd done it, you know, I was excited, right? Because like I kind of figured, right, I was going to get the results and I was going to get what I wanted. You know, I'd applied for like this army cadetship, right? So I wanted to, like, since I was like 12, I wanted to be a soldier and go in and, you know, do all the cool stuff. And I remember going up to the school the morning of the results, and everyone's really excited and they're opening up the papers and see everyone cheering and going, And I kind of wish like that, that they actually tot up the score for you at the end. You get the slip of paper, and you have all the points, and you're out there with your calculator trying to figure it out. And I thought I got the numbers wrong the first time, and I was like, ah, no, I couldn't have done that bad. And I went again. I was like, ah, no. So I got 260 points.
Okay. Did you think when you were doing the exams, did you think that it wasn't going well for you, or what did you think?
I'd done my mocks and I didn't do great, but I felt that you always get a bit of a bump, and it would have been enough. Like, I remember going up to the school in my head preparing to celebrate. You know, I thought it went well enough. I remember opening the results and talking up the numbers, and I just kind of stormed out of the school, you know, and kind of tossed things into turmoil for you. You know, you're kind of then faced with the reality of it in the days afterwards, and you're like, well, what am I going to do?
Yeah, so what was the plan then, James? What did you decide then? What was the plan of action?
I mean, I couldn't get any university courses. That was all out the window. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't go to my army cadetship, but I still wanted to go into the army, right? So I said, look, I'm just going to enlist. And my mother was like, no, you have to go back. You have to do your college. You have to, you know, you have to give it another go. And I was like, no, ma'am, I'm not doing it. And so my godmother was dispatched down to have a word with me, and she tells me, she goes, look, you know, same thing happened to me, you know, and I went back and repeated my Leaving Cert, and I went back to college, got my degree, and she's looking at what I'm doing now and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, all right, fine, I'll give it another year and I'll go back and repeat it. And it actually wasn't for a couple of years later that I found out she actually never went back and repeated her.
She was lying to you.
She was. I was like, damn you.
Do you know, never let the truth get in the way of a good story, as they say. Go on.
So I went back and I got my results then at the end of that year, and I had gone up by 5 points.
Oh, no. I don't believe you, James. Are you serious?
Yeah. So I was like, well, you know, you're kind of banging your head against the wall. It's just not working, right? And here's the thing with the Leaving Cert. You know, not everybody, like, it's taken me years to find out how I learn. And typically it's from failing all the time, or like from trying new things. And you know, I have, I advise clients that are doing kind of interviews for the first time that, you know, you always kind of have to factor in a kind of a mess up premium. And they're like, oh, what's that? I was like, well, anytime you do something new, you're likely going to mess up. So just give yourself a bit of an allowance around that.
Yeah.
And just carry on regardless. So
you failed twice. The Leaving Cert, you failed it twice. Yeah. And then what happened? Then what was the plan then?
I wasn't going to get my army cadetship. So, like, I mean, I couldn't go and do my college course, and I couldn't, I didn't have the minimum requirements to go for it. But I still wanted to do the army. So I went in. I went in regardless. And I done my 8 months recruit training, which was fantastic, amazing experience. But I done my 2 years there. You know, I remember there was no overseas trips, and there was no kind of courses. You know, you even wait 3 years to do an Irish speaking course. Do you know, that's kind of what you were looking at. I just said, no, you know what, like, I'm in my early 20s, you know, I'm ambitious, I want to kind of do things. And actually, the hardest decision that I think you'll ever make in your career is leaving something that you thought was just for you. Mm. You know, like, I mean, I'd wanted to do it since I was like 12. It's a really hard thing to walk away from that. I was leaving for anything. I remember I took a job in a phone shop selling phones. You know, I, was great at it because everyone else was out the back watching TV or whatever, and I was at the front just kind of manning the desk because that's what I used to do when I was in the army. I'd just stand there. So I made a fortune on commission. But then I got a job with an insurance company. A friend of mine got me an interview there, and it was just before the crash, and I ended up staying there for a couple of years. And here's the thing, right? You can go back and do a degree as a mature student, and in between you can do diplomas and all sorts of different things, and you can upskill yourself regardless.
And you know what? There's actually loads of grants as well to do it as a mature student, so you're nearly better off waiting.
But you know what? Like, I mean, I didn't realise it takes a while for you to find out what you like to do.
We better fill people in that by the age of 30, James opened his own PR company.
Oh, I did indeed,
I mean, from going from thinking, oh God, I'm a failure, I'm after failing the Leaving Cert twice, I went in and did the Defence Forces, that didn't work out for me. At the age of 30, you had it sussed.
I wouldn't say you have it sussed. I remember, like, you know, I got involved in politics and all this kind of stuff while I was doing insurance and while I went back to college to do my degree. And when I ran for election, you know, I actually took redundancy from my insurance job. I took like 25 grand. I spent half on the election, and then after I lost, the other half was, I was unemployed for 6 months, the other half just kind of kept me going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you have all these kind of pitfalls as you go along. You're trying to follow your passions, you're trying to follow what you think is the right career for you. There's always going to be things in the way, but the one thing I'll always say about failure is you always end up further ahead in the road, regardless of whether you win or you lose, because you put the effort in.
So you've 10 staff, within 2 years of opening.
Within 2 years, yeah.
Is it scary being your own boss now, James?
I don't think about it.
I've just made you think about it.
I remember, you know, like you make your first hire and you're like, oh, the pressure.
I've got to pay someone's salary here,
And I remember kind of we were like, every time somebody joins the team, we go out for a lunch and just obviously to get the people kind of orientated or whatever. And the last time I was walking up, we were walking up all together and I was like, oh my God, you know, you can't think about it too much, otherwise, you know, you'll panic. You know,
I'd say you're a great crack in a job interview, though, because if somebody comes in and they've got an absolutely terrible CV, they failed everything in life, you're probably like, yeah, you're hired.
Totally.
Because you love the fact they've had a journey. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, for sure. Just keep putting up your hand and saying, yeah, just give it a go.
So there you have it. If you did the Leaving Cert, or if you've got a son or a daughter who did the Leaving Cert and they got the results the other day and it's not what they hoped for, please tell them about this man, James McCann, who's been talking to us. He's the CEO of Clear Story International, a great PR company, 10 staff already in 2 years. And he failed it twice, not just once, but twice. Sorry to rub that one in, James. And you know what? You're on the phone. I wish you were here in person so I could air kiss you because you're in PR.
I know, right?
It's something for the weekend on Classic Hits.